It's the Voice of the Artist Podcast.
Welcome and welcome back to the Voice of the Artist Podcast, the podcast where we interview artists from all walks of life to get their perspective on their art form. And this is the season finale episode, basically in retrospect here, looking back at the season. As always, I'm so happy to have my illustrious co-host on, Miss Ashley Mandanis.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm just always so happy to have your jubilant personality on. I appreciate you.
That's me.
So basically what we're going to be talking about in this episode is basically the future of Voice of the Artist, where we're going, what we're looking to, and looking back at the season at large. And I'm excited to be doing that with my co-host. Before this podcast recording, we were kind of having a little powwow post-mortem on this season and talking about what we liked, what we didn't like, and what we're looking forward to. And so I'm so excited that we're doing this together again for this season. And we will have you on all this, the episodes. I'm so excited about that. Are you excited for being on moving to the video format?
Yeah, I think there's a certain power that visuals have over just like plain audio, because when you see someone say something, then you're more likely to understand where they're coming from when they say it. And I think that's really important. And I'm really glad that we're moving into that format, because we're going to be able to convey so much more. Not to bash podcasts, because you can convey a lot with tone of voice and pregnant pauses and whatever, but just being able to see guests as they speak is going to be really interesting. And I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. We'll be moving into the YouTube space and then putting that on there and on our website and all those kind of things. And everywhere we've already been, we're definitely not leaving those spaces. We'll definitely be there, but we're also uploading to those places that we haven't been. So I'm excited.
We're going to fill all of your holes. Yeah,
exactly. And if you like holes, you can always check out our season 1.5, the song The Hole by Ashley Mandanis on SoundCloud.
Am I fixated? I don't know. Find out next episode of Voice of the Artist Podcast.
Yeah, we'll cover that in season 3, episode 1. First off, we'll look at the camera and be like, all right.
About holes. What's this hole business here? Holy crap.
So, I mean, like, just reflecting on the past two seasons, it's been a lot of fun recording these. I think the first season was us kind of cutting our teeth and getting an idea of what what podcasting was and, you know, just getting a sense of who we are as both hosts on this. I've really enjoyed doing that. And I think for season 1, for myself, it was kind of like me always asking questions about it. I was like, how do you keep doing this? How do you do all these things? And then people were like, literally answered how you would expect them to. It's like, I just do it. I want to do it. So I find the time to do it. I put myself into this and I do it. And I'm just
we
like,
just advertised for Nike the whole season.
That was season 1 in a nutshell. And it was just kind of like something that I was like, I don't know why I struggled with the concept so much, that people, you know, people that want to do something are going to find a way to do it, whether they have the money for it, whether they have the time for it, they make their time. And so it's something you've always heard. And spoiler alert, that was the entire, that was the entire season 1. So,
and like Mickey Reese said, basically, if you're an artist and you're like, you have the art within you, you're going to torture yourself to get it out. You're going to live as much life as you can in order to get the resources to get your art out into the life you're living. It's a necessity. It's not a hobby.
Yeah. I mean, like in episode 20, Mickey Reese had this little blurb about saying he wishes that he didn't have to do this. He didn't have to do this.
But it's a necessity.
It's a necessity. It's a part of his DNA. It's something he is forced to do, much like, you know, turtles coming onto the seashore and then having kids and then leaving and stuff like that. It's just something ingrained into his DNA and he has to do it, versus, you know, I don't know, buying a new couch or something.
I think
he's like, I wish I could do that, but I have to spend money on film. I have to do the film. Like, any way that it can be done, he has to do it. And you know, I respect the hell out of him for doing it, because he is, to this day, he's been making amazing films. And I hear that he's coming out with a horror movie that I'm very excited to see. And he just powerhouse, man. And so, I mean, like, highly motivated individuals all season 1 and forward, and it was just something that it's sight to behold. So season 2, moving into that, I just wanted to kind of refine that and to just kind of see people as they developed. I think it was more of me being like, all right, so as we are moving through your time, how did you develop, and how should I, and me, more importantly, because I was bringing it back to me, how should I be developing? And I don't know. It was just season 2 was a little more different for me. It was it was me kind of looking at the people that around me and trying to see how I should be and how I should be moving. And that's not how I should have been like really approaching this, but that's how I did it. And,
I mean, I feel like everything inherently is a journey, is a process. And I think that's what you were trying to delve into in the second season. Like if you were sharpening your teeth in the first season, you were kind of like filing them back down. And then like in the second season, trying to get back to, you know, the baseline of like what the nitty gritty is in people's lives and how they do what they do and like what, you know, what the steps are in between, what the actual process is. And I really respected that about the second season.
It was a lot of reflection on first season as we were changing the format. We got rid of the game that we were playing. And there were a few, and just like our schedules couldn't match up because you're doing a lot of important things and you're doing a lot of cool things. Things didn't happen that way. As moving forward, we're definitely going to be on each episode together. And I'm really excited about that. And, you know, just trying new things as we're moving forward. Season two just felt like a journey in its own right. And just trying to see how I can be pushing, you know, the technology differently and bringing people on like a Larry Pearson that I just met off the street and trying to do things more on the fly versus having things more manicured like they were in season one. And so I'm trying to, in season three, do a hybrid of the two. And so, obviously, there's going to be some growing pains with moving to a new format, but I'm very excited about those. And I think we'll be able to, you know, rise to the occasion whenever we start doing it and have a really good time doing it. So, in season three, we're looking at bringing on some new people and some familiar faces. Well, you won't really know their faces because it's been on a podcast, but some familiar voices. So, we're really excited about sending out those invitations for both new and old faces. I'm very excited about that, and it should be a good time. Ashley and I have kind of discussed the overall premise that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be talking about both the things that we've already, and the ideas that we cover, you know, people's personal journeys as artists, but we're also going to be covering other topics as well. Really getting into each subsect of, or like, industry that the artists are in, and focusing on those as well. Ashley, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like in this day and age, in this society, in this economy, basically everyone who is making art, who isn't making a living out of their art, has to constantly either market what they're doing and try to fit into a sort of, you know, brand, or like become a cog in the system of their industry, or they have to, you know, work several other jobs in order to maintain their, you know, their artistry. And that's pretty much just a fact of life, and it's going to follow people wherever they go in the US and probably wherever they go globally. And I think the important thing that we need to discuss with artists in this season specifically is going to be like what issues they see in their industries respectively, like what they want to create a dialogue around, some even taboo topics or things that are not normally talked about in mainstream avenues. And I think that's going to open up a lot of opportunity for people to give their opinions on things that really affect them and the people in their industry specifically, and perhaps even affect other people indirectly and hopefully stimulate social change, or at least a conversation at large in our audiences.
So yeah, no, I'm really excited about us being able to talk about those things, and this will give me a chance to study up on the people, not only the people that are coming in here, but what they're doing, and just to have a really interesting conversation about things that I know very little about, and hopefully shed some light, as exactly as you said, on things that, you know, like, are not necessarily in the light in each industry. So I'm really excited about these changes that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing different segments. And so these last podcast episodes have been really kind of a biography of each artist, which is really, which we're still going to be doing to a degree. But at the same time, we're going to be covering different topics and different questions than what we've been doing in the past. And it'll be a nice, you know, hybrid of all the things that we've already done. So I'm really, really looking forward to season three of the Voice of the Artist podcast. And as always, I'm very excited about having you on as well and doing this thing together. I'm very excited.
Me too. Growing, changing, and just getting better every day.
Exactly. So listeners, I think that is basically it for our postmortem. And at the end of this year, we're not going to be doing this season, should I say, we are not doing a party for this one, but season three should be coming swiftly. And we'll definitely make sure to have a party for that everybody's invited for. for the end of season 3. So look out for that. I'm really excited. The last one was a little crazy. I need you to stay around past 10 p.m., Ashley.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna drive anyone home this time, guys. I'm gonna be here for the long haul. April. You're gonna hear me drunk AF.
And we'll record, you know, like obviously with people's consent, people being drunk AF, and I'm sure that'll make for some
people's great previous consent. Yes. People's consent before yes. they become drunk.
Exactly. Well, yeah, sure. Just like, do you
people's consent,
to consent
be 2 weeks before the party?
I feel like it's important to have people's consent, but also these mics don't really have much range to them, so oh if you're God. Up on them, I feel like that's consent. But
we'll have a consent conversation in one of these episodes.
Yes, consent.
We'll talk about Aziz. We'll have a lot of consent combos.
Oh, okay. Well, as soon as we get off of this, we're gonna have a conversation about Aziz.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, listeners, for listening to this. I'm excited about seeing you guys all in season 3. We will definitely see you there. Goodbye.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys.
It's the voice of.